Blog Talk Radio.
Again, this show airs every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for your listening enjoyment and for your family empowerment. I am Sheena Benjamin Wise, your co-host and family law attorney practicing in Pompano Beach, Florida. And here with my marvelous co-host, we have...
I'm Dr. Billy Eisenberg. I'm clinical psychologist and family therapist in South Florida. And what is your phone number, Sheena?
954-783-8737.
My phone number is 561-271-7106. And I think you have a Twitter account.
I do have a Twitter account. Thank you very much. So you can tweet me, and you can also tweet Dr. Billy. You can tweet me at FBLawWise, or you can tweet Dr. Billy.
I don't remember my Twitter account. I don't know how to use
it. It's at Dr. Billy with
Hell,
Dr. Billy.
All right. So. And just before we start, just please give us your email address, your website.
All right. You can also view my website at www.wiselawoffice.com and send me an email at sbwise@wiselawoffice.com. If you have any questions that you want us to talk about in the future, we'll be happy to take that information. And Dr. Billy, how can our listeners get in touch with you?
Yes. It's, my website is www.dreisenberg.com. And let me remind you, it's a talk show. It's not a device show. It's a talk show. We're here to share all the information with all of you, all the advice. And we start to talk about good deeds. So, you know, that Sheena and I will have a guest, Mindy. I heard today in the radio that a bride from Australia, her desire was to get married in Vegas. All the way from Australia to Vegas.
Uh-huh.
And she's a Bon Jovi fan. She's trying to send a message to the fan that she wants Bon Jovi to come to Vegas.
Well, and number one, Las Vegas is a marvelous place to be, and Bon Jovi is really hot.
Yeah. And, you know, you'd be surprised. He showed at the wedding.
He showed up at the wedding.
Yes, yeah, so it was so nice to him. So I wonder how we find out. So that means that first he did the right thing to... it's a great gift for her. And how is it powerful of the Facebook? Yeah, so
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all these things, they really do reach out much further than, you know, what we are used to with our telephones. And if you didn't have the phone number, you couldn't reach certain people. But nowadays, Facebook really
can. So let's remind our callers that go to our Facebook, Family Power Hour. You have all the information about the show, and please like us. And
now, if you want to call into our show tonight, the number is 347-945-7246. We have an exciting show tonight, but our topics are generally about, you know, families struggling through divorce, trauma, pain, and trying to transition. And tonight we have an exciting topic. It's called That's Sandwich Generation.
What is sandwich generation? You know, when you're talking about sandwiches, say, oh, bye.
It's okay, so hungry.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I think it means different things for different people, but generally we're talking about that generation of people who have to care for our older parents or grandparents and then at the same time have to care for young children and trying to balance that in life and trying to get through your job, your marriage, and your children.
And, you know, because now people just living more, I mean, the age of the sandwich generation between 40 to 55, you know, because you still, as you say, you still have your children you need to support, and right now children don't want to go home by themselves, they want to stay home, and so many questions of how you split the time between your children and the family. What about you? How you can manage money? And the most of it, I mean, guilt is the middle name. How you can, when you with your parents, you have guilt for your children, when your children you have guilt, and this is the topic. And we have a guest here.
We have a fabulous guest with us tonight. Thank you very much for coming out. Her name is Mindy Schwartz with the Schwartz Home Care.
May the Schwartz be with you.
Yes,
I
may the
like
Schwartz
it.
Be with you. Welcome.
Thank you, ladies. Thanks for inviting me to join you tonight. To our listeners out, Mindy Schwartz, I am the owner of Schwartz Family Home Care, located in Lauderdale, Florida, serving people in Miami-Dade, Broward, Palm Beach counties. It's a business I went to in 2002 with my husband, Howard Schwartz. I am an RN with a master's degree in health services, born and raised, trained in New York, but lived in Florida for about 22 years, and went out in 2002 to start our own nursing service because we knew there was a need for good quality care for elders here in South Florida, and it's been a great 11-year journey. We pride ourselves at our nursing service as screening caregivers to place them in the homes of people who truly want to stay at home, age in place at home, their children come.
Maybe let me start it because we're going to get to this very important. But you are our RN. How did the registered nurse, how it helped you with your business?
Well, for one thing, I truly love caring for the older seniors. And as a nurse, I just can anticipate their needs. I have a background in medical rehab, all the psychological to go on with them. So being a nurse, I certainly know what they're dealing with now. I anticipate things. I know even equipment that they might need benefit from, and I truly act as a resource for them for things that I myself don't directly do.
So you primarily serve the older generation, and you deal substantially with what we call the sandwich generation, and how do you support them when they're involved with you?
Very often it is the adult children who are calling us. Very often they come from out of state for it, and they see the situation their mom or dad is in, and they call us like in a totally overwhelmed state because they can't be here. They have to go back home to where it is. I have clients in Oregon, because they're in Oregon, California, Canada. So they call us that they've got to have something in place. They need peace of mind. They have families. They have jobs. They have spouses at home. And they just need something in place. And they are generally the ones who do contact
How
us.
Do they find about your agency?
Some of it's word of mouth. Been well established for 11 years. Some of it is people are, especially the older children, they are savvy with the Internet. They go to the Internet. They call just different agencies here in Florida that know us. Google and all those things, that is how very often they do find us.
What sets you apart from other competition?
Well, I like to think because I'm an RN and a hands-on owner, that really truly does make a difference. I know my clients. I know the caregivers that we're referring out to people. I've met them. Even though I do have an office staff and I have other nurses that work with me, but I generally get to know all the clients at one point or another. And I just I visit them if they go in the hospital. I report back to the kids. So I do all those kind of things, and that does make me different.
I have a question. Let's say I'm the center generation, and my age, I can be my father's not living here, so mother's taking care of this. But how I can be sure that my parents get the best treatment for your agency?
Well, we generally try to go out and, meet the family, especially if the kids are here in town. We get as much information out the parents' likes or what they're about, what their routine is from the kids. We'll go out and meet them, and then we try to make the best match possible for that personality. And if it doesn't, that is the hardest part of our job. The challenge is to match the personality of the caregiver with the client so that everybody has.
Can you give us an example of how can you can match with this?
Well, some of it is, you know, it could be as simple as asking how much their parent weighs, height and weight. So I don't want to match up a small little caregiver with somebody who's pretty, you know, heavy set. It's just not going to work. If they're outgoing, what kind of things they like. So we just know the personalities. If they want someone more reserved, if they want somebody more assertive. So we try to do all that. And then when the case starts, you know, that's when the best way for the aide and the client really to find out if it's a good match. It works, and sometimes it's not always. We make changes.
I have a question for both of you ladies. I came across an article about how China passed a law that requires their children to care for their elder. And if you don't, you are sentenced to jail. You're kind of held in these, you know, really punitive kind of situations. I mean, in Singapore, you could be in jail for 6 months if you didn't come see your mama.
Well,
so what do you guys think of that?
Mindy.
You know what?
I like it.
We could talk about all the different cultures and what.
Have you seen people
do
that should be in jail?
Yeah. You know what? And there's so much guilt from adult children when they can't do more. You know, that they love mom or dad to live with them, but they just can't. Or, you know what, we have a lot of very strong-minded seniors here in the state who are very, that generation, whether they're 80s and up, they were depression survivors, they might have been Holocaust survivors, they are very strong-willed and fiercely independent. And their kids are not going to tell them where they're going to live or if they're going to get help or what they're going to do. They're very, very strong-willed. You know, I think it's a cultural thing. Our government yet hasn't made that happen, but, you know, there are kids who really do feel guilty that they love mom or dad, but they don't have the room where they go out to work. And it's a very hard decision when they make a decision to move mom maybe from Florida up to New York or New Jersey where they live. So a lot. Sometimes it's for the better, but they go through a lot of guilt. They don't want to move them out of their place.
So what about you? What do you think, have you come across anybody who's needed some guidance or some advice on how to handle parents coming to age?
Because most of the time it's the couple. If I just remember a long time ago with a couple, and she decided to bring her mother from California. And her house, listen, the house is not big enough, and your mother going to be here. And one of the children needs to give his own space, his own room. Everything changed in the house. And she said, listen, I'm an older child, I need to. They came for me because there was a lot of stress. He just said, I'm going to leave the house. And then we find out he feels very guilty because he didn't speak with his parents for so many years. So sometimes you have a lot of baggage and a lot of stress put on, and you don't know what to do. And don't forget, you know, that your parents that you're looking up, they know almost everything, they become like the children. They become independent. They become, and you don't know what's the right thing to do, because when you're looking up for your parents, suddenly that you need to make a decision. And the struggle between the make a decision, it's not easy. But you know what? I like the law. I think that's
you like the Chinese law.
Yeah, I'm going to move to China. Yes, I know my father not listening to this, but my brother's listening. I'm going to move to China. But, you know, you can't do anything by force.
But I'm telling you, it's not just a financial support, but it's an emotional support, which is required by the Chinese law. So you got to call mom.
You know what? I can tell you stories where the parent has not heard from the child in a long time, where they get hospitalized and come down. But you know what? I can't get involved with all those, but there's so many different dynamics. You just have to respect what's there. You know?
You told us that I hope it's not a secret, is you are the seventh generation.
I am. At my age, I have a mom in Delray who's almost 93. living with an 89-year-old stepfather who they've been along for a long time. I have a 20-year-old and a 23-year-old in college, and I work full-time, and I am only one of my two sisters who are out of state, so it's me, and especially being in business. So mm-hmm. I think what I find most, my mom is still thankfully able to be independent with help, but I am bringing them meals because they don't drive as much anymore. So she used to bring me care packages. I'm bringing them the care packages because I want to make sure they're eating good and a variety and not going out for everything because they really shouldn't be driving. So I'm bringing meals like for like 4 nights a week so that they have a variety. So that, and I feel guilty on a weekend if I don't go up because I really need my time.
Right.
I work very hard, but I do feel bad, so I do try to get up there, you know, on a weekend, take her out for lunch and do something. But, I am the sandwich generation.
I know, like, one person actually comes to mind, and it's almost as if it's a school, and he kind of, you know, grunts through and says, I gotta go pick up the, you know, and he'll use terms like the old hag or this or that. And it's just like, whoa, it's your mom. But
I've never felt it as a burden, but I do feel guilty when I don't go. When there's a long time frame, I mean, I call them every day, but it's more to get my mom out of the house. But I do feel guilty when I don't get up there and it's been a week.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel guilty, and then I make up for it.
That's, I hope that my children say to say, all right, I'm going to call you, and you're going to call me. Yeah, the guilt is well. One of the parts, do you think, Sheena and Mindy, do you think it was a difference between men and female that the women feel more guilty for our mothers and our parents?
Yeah, women are definitely more affected as the sandwich generation. And I think that is because we're the emotional, the nurturers. You know, we are trying to hold down the fort and deal with everything else, juggling. You know, I don't know any woman who's not juggling everything.
Exactly. And I think women take on this dutiful role, you know, in service to the people in their lives. And then when the situation is where the man has to step up and do it, I kind of sense or observe that it is much more of a burden kind of feeling than, you know, the other. So I do feel that if someone is available, she's the one to step up. And only if there is no big sister or, you know, or wife or somebody to help actually take care, then the son will. I could be wrong, but that's what
I would say. I even know it sometimes where it's the daughter-in-law who's making the phone call because, you know, she is the one who comes, pops in more,
right.
Sees the situation that, you know, the older parents are in. And she's like, you know, my husband just can't deal with it. Men just have a harder time seeing it, you know, as women. So I think we are more strongly affected.
Yeah, it's you have to write. It's remind me that my mother passed away 7 years ago. And when I came to Florida, I was the one who was just searching all the information. And I didn't say she was a Holocaust survivor. And I was didn't ashamed or afraid to say, all right, this is what it is, because my husband and my daughter, I haven't seen a moment. They were the first just to deal with the question of how she's going to feel uncomfortable, you know, that she's going to feel old, and I said, no, it is what it is. We need to find out. I have a question about the your agency.
Before we do that, let's just remind our callers, if you have any questions, Mindy, myself, or Dr. Billy, please call 347-945-7246. We'll love to take your calls. If you're shy of calling in, you can send us a text or email to our chat room and let us know what you're thinking, what you're experiencing.
Yeah, one of the questions was, are you dealing with a lot of AIDS? I mean, how you... You told me there's to do is a new role right now. You need to do a background. So this is very important to our listeners to know when people step to your what you're doing.
Right. Well, we're a licensed nurse registry by the agency. Healthcare Administration, and as such, we follow their guidelines. So, like I said, we take pride that we do a very one-on-one interview. We screen them. We make sure that not only do we have the new Florida Level 2 background, which involves a fingerprint, mm-hmm. which is a national screening, but we also make sure that the credentials, such as certificates that are required for like health aid or a certified nurse assistant, our nurses, that their RNs or LPNs are licensed, that they have CPR, that they have work references, that they're here legally, that they have a driver's license, that they have auto insurance. So those are all things that we screen for, as well as, you know, just their personality, their, you know, appearance, their ability to speak English.
When you say about personality, what
well,
do you check?
You know what? If somebody comes and I right away, they have very flat FX, they don't smile. I want people who I'm going to send to my own mother, depending if she needs it. So these, my age are people I will send to my own parents. So right away, you know, I can tell if somebody is just not the fit.
So Mindy, I am, I guess, a Generation X, right? And so and many people in my generation are looking forward and worried about how my parents are going to make it, how they're going to do it, what do they have in place? I don't think they have anything in place. So what do I have to do to prepare for them? What suggestions would you make to a person who's kind of looking forward and saying,
well, you're very, very precise because it is the adult children that are seeing what their parents are going through and saying, it's not going to happen to me. Either I'm going to have long-term care insurance in place, which is a policy people buy that covers home health, assisted living home. It is a policy you buy. You pay a lot. But in the long run, when you need it, it's there for you. Or I'm going to do everything I can so that I can age in place at home. That's where I want to be. I'm not going to be in an independent facility, assisted living. Not that those places are appropriate sometimes for some people, but for those who truly want to be in their home, I tell people, you know, if you're renovating your house, put in the high-profile toilet. Put in, you know, certain things so that, you know, you can stay at home, and if that's where you truly want to be, and that's what I advocate for people to be in their own home.
And you know that you mentioned this today in the US Today, it was an article about Peter Elister. He said it was any kind of a scandal with, all, I mean, not all the nursing home, I'm sorry, don't sue me, but about the nursing home and all these facilities, they try to shame the old people. Maybe what you're doing is right because, you know, you're in a home. Somebody just comes. Support what you say. So read the article. It's very, very, really scary. And I think people want to grow. I think most of people want even to die in the house. I think we have a caller.
We do have a caller. So I'm going to,
good evening. You're on the air.
Okay,
hello, good evening.
Yes, good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear. You have feminine power.
All right. I find this a very interesting and timely topic. I went through a situation last year with both of my parents, and we really had a need for a home health care worker. I live outside of Florida. I live in Atlanta. I've got two children. I was assisting with the care of my parents, and I was in Florida at the time that I had to come back because I had already spent a lot of time there. But we really felt my father needed full-time care. We contacted Schwartz Family Home Health Care, and we really found them to be just, you know, very, very responsive, and we just really could not have been happier with them because it is such a difficult time, and to have the peace of mind to leave and know that my father was well cared for was just invaluable.
How did you find the Schwartz Agency?
Well, you know, I was thinking about that and remembered that my great aunt and uncle had used them and were very happy with them. They had had AIDS that they were not very happy with, but after being referred to the Schwartz Agency and using their AIDS, very, very happy.
Can you tell us from your experience how many times you have a contact with Mindy or the agency that you feel less guilty that you know that your father is in a good hand?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that question?
Yes. I said that how many times you call or you have any contact with Mindy and the agency that you really know that your father is in a good hand?
Well, the most direct contact actually, I believe, was my sister. She lives in Florida. She's out of state at this time. But I know that whether it was my sister calling or whether I was calling, and a certain amount of the contact was with the aide directly as well as with the agency. And whenever I called, it was a relief to me, and it was confirmation that we had made the right choice in terms of agency and the aide. And I can't say enough about how it really allowed me to be where I needed to be at that point, having been in Florida, knowing I'd be back, but to be in Atlanta and not having to worry.
Another question, one that you're definitely going to recommend about the Schwartz Agency.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that question.
You're definitely going to recommend everybody to call the Schwartz Agency.
Oh, yes. In fact, as I said, I live in Atlanta, and a very close friend, his father, fell recently. He's in his 80s, and he's in rehab, and they're at the point where they're going to be looking for an aide so that he can come home, because the feeling is he can't be there even with his wife without an aide. And I said, and this is a quote, it's too bad that Schwartz Family Home Health Care is not here in Atlanta, because that's who you'd be using.
Yeah, maybe it's a good for you, Jeff. And before I say thank you so much, do you have any relationship with the aide? Do you know her? I mean, is she part of the family?
The aide actually ended up helping out my sister after she had had some surgery. I don't know. I haven't had any contact other than during that period when the aide was assisting my sister. And my sister may have some contact with her, but I should say, too, the period that the aide was with my father was not that long, because he did pass away relatively soon after that. So it was not one of those really, really long-term situations.
Okay. Thank you so much, and all the best for you. And come to Florida. It's a very, 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 very good weather here. I don't know how it's Atlanta, but thank you so much for the phone call.
Okay.
Mindy,
thank you.
Bye-bye. Go ahead. Your number, your phone number. How are the people going to reach you?
Yeah, our main number is 954-598-2000, or you can call 561-819-0888. And we have our website. You want me to check it out?
Yes, please.
And it's www.schwartz, and that's S-C-H-W-A-R-T-Z, familyhomecare.com.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Right now we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back. When we come back, I have two questions for our guests. Which we want to deal with financing. So thank you, everybody, and we'll be right back.
Tuesday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the Rightstream Radio Network, tune in to host Daria Ann for Rightstream Tuesday. Daria Ann interviews talented authors in a variety of literary genres, from urban fantasy and historical romance to autobiography and science fiction, Write Stream Tuesday celebrates the creativity that flows through every author. It also delves into the all-important publishing and marketing aspects of writing, including the benefits and pitfalls of independent publishing versus traditional publishing, and how to effectively use social media for success. Write Stream Tuesday with Daria Ann. Tuesday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the Write Stream Radio Network. Monday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the Write Stream Radio Network. Tune in to Military Monday with host John D. Gresham, author, military historian, and journalist. John delves into a unique aspect of U.S. military history, as well as current events and issues affecting our men and women in uniform. Featuring exceptional guests, military experts, and authors, Military Monday with John D. Gresham entertains, informs, and encourages listeners to support those who put it all on the line for freedom. Military Monday with John D. Gresham, Monday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the Write Stream Radio Network.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone.
In a moment, cancer changed our lives forever.
We were told nothing could be done to enjoy these final moments together.
But in that moment, when all seemed lost, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital gave us hope.
Because at this moment, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital is saving lives with pioneering research and care. We're changing the way the world treats childhood cancer by sharing our discoveries with doctors and scientists everywhere.
And we'll never have to pay St. Jude for anything, ever.
At this moment, she wants to be in her own bed.
I want to be back at school with my friends.
I want to be outside playing.
Please take a moment and join St. Jude in finding cures and saving children. Visit stjude.org.
And hello, it came to the Family Power Hour. For all the listeners today, it's the topic of the sandwich generation. And we have a very... And we have a guest, Mindy for Schwartz Agency, and I'm Dr. Billy Eisenberg, clinical psychology and family therapist, and I'm here in South Florida, 561-271-7106. And
I am Sheena Benjamin-Wise, your family law attorney here in Pompano Beach, Florida, and my number is 954-783-9737.
And you can call us on 347-945-7246. And before we went to the break, you know, you had a question to ask.
Yes. In my profession as a divorce attorney, I've seen the elderly come together in a assisted living facility or in that stage of life and then find that they want a divorce and so forth. And what I've come to learn is that living facility is very expensive. That time of our lives is very expensive to support. So tell me, how does one prepare financially for a nurse, an aide, ramp, equipment, you know, medication? No. So tell me, how does one prepare for that?
Okay, well, I'll just start by saying that our services are either paid privately or most people have what's called long-term care insurance. Medicare is very limited. Medicare will only pay for like an aide to come maybe three times a week, 45 minutes to give you a bath, and that's only after you've been in the hospital or a medical change in your condition. So Medicare, very limited. And a lot of people aren't aware of that. They think they have Medicare, they're covered. HMOs, the same situation, very limited for an aide. That is custodial care. So most people, if they do have long-term care policies, which cover care in the home, custodial care, an aide, these are aides that will help with their personal care, but they'll do shopping, driving, meal preparation, laundry, in addition to that personal care. So those are long-term care policies that our early baby boomers now should be looking at buying, because that's when they should, you know, buy it at a good rate. I don't sell it, but that is one of the plans. And there's a lot of new plans out there that agents are selling that are very different from what maybe their parents had. And I do have a lot of kids who say, I need a policy. I see with my parents that their policy
works. So the younger generation is getting the policy, but what if the older generation never got that?
Well, and there are some. And we try to make our rates very cost-effective. We are sensitive to the economy. People are living longer. They're outliving their money. Even if they have money, they're scared to spend. They think they could live another 10 years. I mean, I have a lady who, God bless her, is 102 and a half. And there are also other programs. There is through the veterans. There is the benefit called aid and attendance that can cover home health care to the veterans, to the surviving spouse of a veteran, which a lot of people aren't aware of, and to both people, you know, the husband and wife, if they have medical needs. And that is the best-kept secret of the VA. It's called aid and attendance.
Mm-hmm.
There's also other programs through people's employees. We deal a lot with what's called UFT, which is the United Federation of Teachers. New York City employees, teachers, have a catastrophic plan. And that also covers them for care here. And there's a very active group, an office in Boca, because there are so many New Yorkers here in Florida. So we really try to find out if there is any possible insurance that the people might have. And if it's not and they private pay, we do really try to work with them. Sometimes having somebody 24 hours is more cost effective than somebody hourly. So we do hourly people, but if somebody needs somebody really 8 or 10 hours, it's just as cost-effective to have somebody there 24 hours.
Living in.
Yeah, so if they have an option, they have the option of assistant living facilities, which is, you know, I find out through my practice, it's just enormous. It's an enormous amount. And I've seen clients who come to me because they were elderly, made a mistake, got married, and now their children are upset that they've gotten married and now they're supposed to get a divorce. But the children then communicate to me how their lifelong living is being depleted, big chunks each and every month, that they know within 18 months their father or mother is going to have nothing. And so your facility gives them another option.
Right, right. Well, we're not a facility. We're the agency referring them. We refer people, aides to people in facilities or at home. But as I said, most people, most seniors really, truly want to be at home and age at home. Some do want to go to facilities, and we will try to be a resource for them. I work with people who help with getting seniors placed. And we try to, you know, match them up to the best one. Sometimes they still need the aid even in an independent living facility, especially if they're people that are used to having one-on-one. You know, they like somebody. And in independent living, some of these policies, if they bought these long-term policies, still cover. So in a facility, they have the benefit of having their meals and social, you know, environment. But sometimes they can still have their aid even there covered under the policy. But a nice, you know, independent or nice assisted living, and I'm saying nice, they're not cheap. They are costly.
Yeah, they are.
But it's an alternative for some people. You know, it's so individual. But like I said, I advocate for people being in their own home because I know that most people truly want to be at home on their own schedule. They don't want meal times. They don't want, you know, they don't need the activities and whatever. And we really try to make that work for them.
And sometimes just hourly, you know, there's, if your parent need just for help 3 hours in the morning or 3 hours after, you know, you can jiggle between the hours. So it's, the cost, it's not too much if they need just to help to do the laundry. One thing it's very important to say, the aide, it's not a maid. Yes. And this is very, very important because sometimes people take advantage.
They do.
They're running away. They want to.
Right.
Yeah. But let's go back to the hourly. So if people don't have insurance, so it's not covered by other organization, if the children need to know that they have quiet or just peace of mind that somebody just helps the parents hourly, so it's not going to cost too. I mean, it's a lot of money, but it's not going to cost too much. You can jiggle with the money. What's the minimum? I mean, let's say I want to hire someone to my mother. What's the minimum hour? 2 hours? 3 hours?
You know what? It's generally a four-hour minimum, and I'm putting that generally because sometimes, especially here in Florida, where we have our senior communities like our Century Village and Winmore and all these places, Kings Point, you know, I can try to make things work if it's less than that, but really get somebody to commit, you know, and they're going to stay on the case, it's only 4 hours with some kind of like at least 3 to 5 days a week. But not to say I have done 2 hours. Sometimes we have to adjust the rate. But if it works and I have somebody else in that area, I can make it work. So that's where I say we can be very creative. We really are small enough that everybody in my office knows that we can try to make things, you know, really work.
What they can do in 4 hours? I mean, there are lots of things.
They can help shower, get dressed. And showering, you know, they give them as much privacy and independence as they can. They're watchful of them. Get them dressed, straighten up, make breakfast, make them for something for later on. Take them out. You know, I tell people when the aide's there, make your appointment, you know, especially if it's not every day or things like that. They can walk with them, you know, do their therapy, help them with their therapy. It's just really somebody being, again, in the home, checking them, making sure they're taking their meds.
They're not allowed to give the meds. I mean, just
right.
Check,
they set them up with the patient, and they can remind them about it.
Do you send a nurse to check? I mean, or they have that, they checking for the nurse or the physician for another place?
We generally have a nurse go out, especially if the family does request it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't always, this is a consumer-directed, also the families, the patient will tell us exactly, you know, if they want the nurse to come out, if they don't want the nurse to come out. We don't need doctor's orders. We only have to get the physician involved to some degree when it's the long-term policies. They may have to sign some paperwork, and we will help the people with all the paperwork. You know, we know the dot the I's, cross the T's. You know, it's very hard on these elderly. It's a very overwhelming situation for everybody. You know, the client, the adult children, very overwhelmed, especially when there's been an incident. You know, it's just not a medical condition. But when, you know, mom or dad, you know, ends up in the hospital, the kids have to fly in. You know, everybody's lives are topsy-turvy, and the kids stay longer than they ever thought they'd have to, and then they have to go back, which I just had a lady go back to Chicago, feeling very guilty and nervous, and, you know, I went out again and called her just to say everything is going good. I, you know, I did kind of spot check a little bit. Dr. Billy,
what emotional or mental position does somebody start to put on as they deal, as the sandwich generation, not the elderly who's getting the services, but the person who's actually coordinating with Mindy, trying to balance their lives, trying to, you know, attend a child's piano recital and making sure, you know, Mindy's staff person is what she needs to serve grandma. And, you know, how does that person balance and get through it?
Yeah.
It's a great question because first, don't forget guilt, no matter what. Mm-hmm. Even if you have money to hire a living-in aide or it's a guilt because first we feel a lot of sorry about our parents. As I told you before, there's something about the balance change, and we see them grow, and we don't know what to do. And some of the people, even if they're afraid to admit, we next.
Mm-hmm.
So if we next, and that's how we treat them, how our children are going to treat us.
Ugh,
so
scary.
So it is scary. You know, that's it's remind me one. You know, all the story that's sitting here in my office. So in my office, She said that I was very bad to my mother when I was young. I have a terrible relationship. She didn't like my husband, my first husband, and but now I try to do the best because I want to teach my children how to be good. Maybe she needs to move to China. So it's a lot of guilt, and I think that you remember we did one of the episodes how to be a superwoman.
Yeah.
No matter what, it's the guilt because we try to do the best. And tell me, Mindy, you have your agency. You can able to send the best to your mother. And you said a couple of times it's the guilt. I try to do the guilt.
Yeah.
So tell us about your guilt.
No, I've tried to convince my folks, you know, to have an aide, even just to help my stepdad with, you know, making dinner. And they just are not ready. They feel like it takes away from them. So, you know, my way of dealing with my guilt then is to bring them food. So that he doesn't have to stand and make dinner. My mother doesn't have to. And I know that they're, you know, I'm worried about getting out for meals and driving at their age. So I bring them meals. But it is a very hard thing, and I wish my sisters could come down more, but I know they can't. So it really does fall. And it always falls more on one. In every family dynamic, there's always one. I won't say it's always the daughter, but most times it is the daughter.
Are you the oldest or you're the youngest?
I'm the youngest.
Oh.
But you're the expert. So there I am. And you know what? I'm here. So it does usually deal with, you know, the daughter. It always falls on the one. And they are, it's a very overwhelming feeling. And they just have to learn to accept resources that are available to them.
Right.
And
Let me just answer to your question that it's not just about us helping the parents. It's about our children. They feel neglected sometimes because
mm-hmm.
they don't understand
the
situation. And sometimes I say, yep. I don't care about the grandmother. I don't care about the grandfather. What about me? I think what's the best for us, the same generation, just to have any kind of communication between the oldest and the youngest. You know, I remember that one of the family I was telling that the 16-year-old son, teach your grandfather how to use the computer. I said, are you crazy? I mean, it's good. Teach, you know, so he can Skype. So it's our children that don't understand because, you know, when you're young, you don't understand when they're going to be there. We know we are the next, but it's our children that wants to. So it's the spouse, it's the children. So it's a time for. It's a time, what about us? So it's a very complicated.
Yeah, so. I have a that reminds me of a great story. I just know this woman who was the knee child, right? So she had a younger brother, and everybody else was older than her, and this is seven children. And her mother got sick. She had two children. She lived in a different city. And the boys lived in the city where mom was, but she was the one who packed up her children, moved to the city where the grandmother was, took care of the grandmother, nursed the grandmother as much as she could. The children were, you know, taken out of their favorite schools and put into mm-hmm. different schools,
mm-hmm.
and it's just like this, you know, this upheaval. I think you said that earlier. It's like this kind of
mm-hmm.
you know, real stressful situation.
Yes, but I think when you get this situation, I think you have to have a family meeting. And I'm serious. And just to tell all the family members what's going to happen, what's the rules, what's the family dynamic, just explain. And it's okay to tell the children, you know what, I'm tired. I know it's not comfortable, but it is what it is. But and let the children be part of this. I think every family, it's a different dynamic, you know. We're not in China, and I'm sorry I repeat China, because I'll move to China tomorrow, but for all my children, listen, we move to China. And I think it's important to give the children any obligation what to do. Put in part of this, you need to call. And why? Because she's your grandmother. You need to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Try to find something. You know, some stories that the grandparents can tell. And I'm sorry that I'm revealing something about my personal stuff. As I told you, my mother-in-law, she's a Holocaust survivor. And when I told my daughter, sit with her, ask questions, So she felt that she needed to talk my grandma and my daughter, and somehow they connect together about the story that the oldest
passed.
And I told my daughter, just tape it because you don't know. So sometimes, even if it's about achieving the obligation, but it's part of the family. And to be part of the family, it's not just the good stuff. And not just what for God be, the grandparents gone away, and what's I get it for it? What's they left to me? This is part of this, and this is our day dog need to force the children. That's the whole family meeting.
So how does the sandwich generation woman, power woman, superwoman take care of herself?
You're going to win a Nobel Prize if you're going to find it.
The answer to that.
How are you doing this?
You do have to try to find time for yourself. I do something silly, like once a month I play bunco. I'm not really a gym person, although I should be. I do try to take my half hour, 45-minute walk 3 times a week, and I just put on those earbuds, and I listen to music, no phone calls, because I'm always available 24/7. Clients have my cell phone numbers. The children, they know how to reach me if they have to. So I really try to walk in the morning, and I sit and read the paper. That's my chill time. And I do, once a month, I do a bunco night with my girlfriends, and I look forward to it. I actually canceled on business things to go to my bunco game.
Great.
And it's just a fun thing. You know what? You just have to, I leave the office sometimes. I used to go in on the weekends and work a lot, and I stop. So you just have to find time. And I was always...
You must.
You must find
time, yes.
And I never missed any of my kids when they were home in high school, their sports or anything. We were always there, and, we had our own business, so it was time-consuming, but we always made it a point for our kids to be there.
So I think that's for us, that find time for yourself and ask for help if you need.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a support from your friends, for your sister, or your family member, don't be shy to and say, I need my own time, and it's okay. And then feel less guilty. And communication, if you can communicate with your family, I think it's less stressful.
And I think it's important to prepare. So if you're looking at, the parent situation or family situation, there's obviously a financial gap that's coming forth. It's time to sit down with a professional, a financial professional, and set some stuff up so that you can have Mindy and her staff come and assist you with either your own personal lives or with your family's lives.
Mm-hmm. It's a great idea. I mean, prepare for now because it's going to be there. It's going to happen one day, and then if they shouldn't, could have, wouldn't, it's going to be too late. Mindy, we almost need to finish it. What do you want to tell our audience about your agency, how they can find you, and again, why you?
Well, again, I think that, the baby boomers, those, they say 45 to 56-year-olds, 44% of them have aging parents, as well as children, under 22. So I think they are seeing what their parents are going through, and I think, like everything, we're eating healthier, we're wiser, we're more up on things. We're going to make decisions in advance, whether it's through attorneys or whatever.
Right.
We have all our things in place. So I think we are going to be wiser for what we're seeing our parents and the generation, because we are aging. By 2030, there'll be over 70 million older Americans, 65 or older.
2030.
Wow.
That's not just
Yeah. Tina, we need to call.
I just love the listeners out there to know that if they need assistance for the family member here in South Florida, Schwartz Family Home Care, we'd love to help. 954-598-2000.
What county do you serve?
Miami-Dade, Broward, Palm Beach. And I also am part of an association of nurse registries. I have contact all over. And that's what I want to be. I want to be a resource for people, whether it's in other parts of Florida, even other parts of the states. We have in Connecticut, Virginia, everywhere. And I know I've been down here a long time, involved in home health care. I know placement people. I know senior movers. I know attorneys. I know psychologists.
Mm-hmm.
Like Dr.
Attorney,
Philly.
Attorney Sheena Benjamin-Wise.
Right.
For all the callers that...
And I know medical equipment suppliers. I know how it all works. So that's what makes me...
All the callers, we're going to give your agency phone number again. If you have any question, if you have any hesitation, you don't know what to do, no agreement, just call
right, right.
and ask for information. You don't need to say your name. You don't need to say who you are. But if you have... any relation to do what to do, just call the number. Can you get the number again,
right.
please?
That's 954-598-2000. And you can call that number from wherever you are. We have a 561 for Palm Beach number, but 598-2000, 954 area code is the number. And please, if you're having issues or concerns or questions, feel free to call, pick my brain. I'm here for you as a resource and would love to just help out in any way I can.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Ms. Mindy. I want Dr. Billy to tell everybody who you are. And
it's a very good question because right now I don't know if I'm in Florida or China, so I don't know. I'm your host, Dr. Billy Eisenberg. I'm clinical psychologist and family therapist. And my phone number is 561-271-7106. And my website is www.dreisenberg.com.
And you can get Skype as well, right?
Yes, I'm doing a lot of sessions via Skype. I have patients all over the world. It's awesome. It's amazing. All the technology is amazing. I don't know how to tweet, but I know how to Skype.
And I am Sheena Benjamin-Wise, family law attorney, practicing in Pompano Beach, Florida. And it was a wonderful time with you. My number is 954-783-9737. You can also send me email or check out our website at www.wiselawoffice.com.
And you know what? When all the listeners, if you know, want to know what to do regardless of the law before you calling Mindy, if you know, call Attorney Sheena Benjamin-Wise and ask, okay, it's a knowledge, it's a power. So you can ask Attorney Sheena Benjamin-Wise and you can ask Mindy for Schwartz Agency. And don't be shy to ask. This is very, very important.
Yes, remember our show, the purpose of our show is to educate, share, and empower you listeners, which are parts of families that come big and small on all sizes and shapes. So,
Mindy, do you have the last?
I just want anyone out there not to ever feel that this is not something that's something manageable. That agencies like mine, attorneys, psychologists are there. You're not the only one going through this with an aging parent who's got medical issues or physical issues. So there are things in place, and you can, just take people up on what they do for you.
And thank you, Sheena. I'm sorry, I'm cutting you at the middle. I'm sorry, the middle.
No, Dr. Billy's cutting me all the time.
Yeah,
I know.
Before we go and say goodnight, our next Wednesday is going to be Lisa Bocart from the Breast Cancer Fund, and it's the month of October.
Yes, we want to honor the Cancer Awareness Month, and we're really dedicating next week's show to, breast cancer awareness, finding out more about the activities that are around South Florida, especially in both Tone and Broward County. So,
yeah, you have a lot of information for all those women that don't have insurance, what you need to do. Please log on, call in, and thank you so much.
Right.
Thank you so much.
And I want to say that Lisa Bocart is a survivor.
Yeah.
Ah,
it's
awesome.
A cancer survivor.
Very
She's amazing. Amazing person. She's an amazing person. And she's going to be here the next week. And thank you for all of you. Go to the Family Power Facebook. You can listen to the archive, and any questions, you hold the numbers.
Yes.
Good night, and thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody, and good night.
Good night.